Of course, when Allah speaks, you know, of the wives and the children becoming a fitna, it goes without saying that the cons is also true, that the husband can also become a fitna for the wife, you know, the parents could become a fitna for the child, you know, or the child become a fitna for the husband or the wife. I mean, what it's saying that all of those things that we love dearly can become a fitna to us. They become our enemies when they become that fitna, when our love for them becomes so great and goes beyond the limits which were set by Allah, then those that we love become our enemies, meaning that they are taking us to hell, and that is the worst end. A question from the sisters in writing: is there a difference in the punishment between minor and major shirk? Allah has told us that shirk is an unforgivable sin. Does this include minor shirk? There is a difference. Major shirk, a person who dies in a state of major shirk, is destined to hell. If they have died in that state without repenting before the death angel comes, or they feel, you know, they're overcome, the death rattle starts in their throat, if they don't seek forgiveness from Allah before that, then they are destined to hell. A person who is involved in minor shirk, see, this may affect certain of your deeds. You know, you may lose the prayer in which you made it longer because some people were around. You lost the value of that prayer. But it doesn't mean every prayer that you make now is invalidated. As long as you correct your intention back again, then you're okay. But if minor shirk becomes your attribute, your characteristic, then it will take you to hell. This is why Prophet Muhammad had said that the first three people would be thrown in hell was one, a scholar, who Allah would ask him, what did you do with the knowledge I gave you? And he said, well, you know, I taught the people for your sake, O Allah, you know. And Allah will say, no, you didn't. You taught the people so that they would say, what a great scholar, you know, what a knowledgeable person. And you have received your praise. Nothing left for you but the hellfire. He'll be dragged off on his face and thrown in hell. The other one was a rich person. And in any case, they're mentioned. But the point here, what is the point here? The point is that this was minor shirk that he was doing. But because minor shirk in the case of that scholar became his main program, all that he was doing, all of the teaching he was doing, was seeking praise from people, then that minor shirk became major for him and took him to hell. The question of the brother concerns the so-called Imam Warisuddin Muhammad, who is supposed to be coming here to do a tour of England, coming here as a leader of Muslims in America and an upholder of the Quran and Sunnah. However, from the man's statements to date, he continues to praise his father, Elijah Muhammad, who claimed that Allah was a man and that he was the last messenger of Allah. This son of his, though he has changed much of the practices that were done in the time of his father, he still insists on praising his father, referring to him as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You see, and the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said very clearly, "Man waqqara sahib bid'atin faqad aana ala hadm al-Islam." Whoever honors a mubtadi', one who is innovating in the religion, whoever honors such a person has helped to destroy Islam. This man, Elijah Muhammad, is the worst of mankind. He is cursed by Allah. Allah has said so many places in the Quran, who is worse than the one who claims to receive revelation? He's received nothing. This is the worst of mankind. So to honor such a person is a major deviation. So such a belief on his part, and there are many other things from the past in terms of statements that he has made in the past, which he has never really, you know, addressed, though he no longer says them, he has left them in writing, etc., and they still remain amongst in the minds of his followers, etc. But for me, that this really sums up his attitude towards his father, sums up really the level of his Islam. And that's how we judge the people. If you praise one who is cursed by Allah, then you are displeasing Allah. You have deviated. Part of our faith is to love those who Allah loves and to hate those who Allah hates. So Farrakhan, for example, another individual who may be a very, you know, effective and eloquent spokesman who excites people, etc., and talks and uses the name of Islam, etc., but he is a reviver of the teachings of Elijah Muhammad exactly as they were in the time of Elijah Muhammad. To even speak of him in an honorable fashion, to honor him, to praise him, this is a major mistake on the part of Muslims. He is an enemy of Islam. And all who would seek to praise those who are enemies of Allah put themselves in the category of being enemies of Allah.